Hello, Peacemakers of Vancouver! I don't think there is a city in Canada that holds a candle to the commitment for peace that we see in this city. Well, I'm kind of honored, as you can imagine, to be a bit of a warm-up act for Noam Chomsky, who's behind me here. And if I can borrow one of his concepts, we are building a superpower for peace to stand up against George Bush's military superpower. And since the last time we gathered across this country in unprecedented numbers, we have, of course, discovered that we were right and George Bush was wrong. Et je veux saluer nos confrères et nos consoeurs de Montréal, de la ville de Québec, et les gens qui ont été canadiens. Because it was indeed the people of Canada speaking loudly and clearly that caused our government to make the historic decision to stay away from the illegal, immoral invasion of Iraq. And we are proud Canadians for that fact. But we must stand strong. I don't know how many of you heard George Bush's speech this morning in Florida, where he chose to speak about the anniversary of this war. I would urge you all to read his words carefully, because the agenda is very, very clear. The invasion of Iraq is not the end of the story as far as George Bush is concerned. And this is why peace-loving people around the world, especially here in Canada, must speak out. And we must speak out against the next step in the equation. Because if you'll recall, within 2 weeks or 3 weeks after Canada decided not to participate in the war, a candidate for leader of the Liberal Party, now our Prime Minister, said, we may have offended George Bush. And in order to get back into his good books, why would one want to be in those books? I'm not sure. In order to be back in the good books, we should begin discussions immediately with George Bush on his latest idea. George Bush's latest idea is to introduce weapons into space. Our government has said they want to discuss how we can participate in this project. How we can participate, even including putting these missiles, American missiles, on Canadian soil that could be empowered by President Bush.
Got that message there. I'll take that back with Sven and Libby.
It is very important that you add your voice now. And I'm encouraging you, there are people going around with petitions against Star Wars. Please sign those petitions and we will present your name along with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Canadians in the House of Commons to put a stop to this next adventure, this terrifying militarization of space. Our Prime Minister, and I must say this, is lying to Canadians when he says that it does not involve weapons in space. I have visited Washington and we have seen the documents clearly. They're on our website at ndp.ca. Visit participate, and protest so that Canada's voice for peace, as it says in our own constitution, the goal of our national government is to pursue peace and good government. We're one of the few countries in the world that has that as our objective. In closing, I want to pay special tribute in two ways. First of all, it's Sven Robinson's 25th year as a member of Parliament, and I'm very proud of that. And around the world, people of principle like Sven and all these people here with me and all of you are standing strong. And I want to salute, in closing, the people of Spain. Hola! The people of Spain.